Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Your next day here of some of your combine stuff. I did want to take a look. I was just looking over as I was preparing for the running back show today. I was looking over some of the tight end stats, and just giving a glance, just a couple things that popped out in my mind, I think, that are contrary to where the market is. So Jeremy Rucker didn't really run at Ohio State, didn't run. Didn't really work out in terms of any of the field testing, the on-field tests. He did the bench press, but he didn't run shuttles or anything like that. He's projected to go on day two. There's some serious flaws to his game. Never broke out above 15% market share, less than a yard per route run, less than 0.9 yards per route run, 13th percentile in that. He was targeted on 10.3% of his routes. That's 6.2 percentile. His max yards per route run, that's something I'm trying to highlight to get at some ceiling stuff, is 17th percentile. His max targets per route run is down in the same range. And so that it gives me a lot of pause in terms of his profile going forward of how much of a target he's going to be. I think he's going to end up being an avoid player. And if he's going to be, especially if he goes on day two, I think that's a concerning thing. I would expect him to fall from his pedigree. That would be the overall thing that I would say. I did want to highlight a couple other guys here. Jelani Woods tested out pretty well at the combine. He was runs 4.61, and he's at 253. So that's a 112 speed score. That's a top 10 percentile speed score. He's a limited. He's somewhat of a limited producer, only 1.29 yards per route run. It's about 30th percentile. Targets per route run, 15.7% of his routes he's targeted on. That's 30th percentile percent of his targets that were actually contested. So again, that's I view that as a separation metric. 21.6, that's 39th percentile. He does break tackles at a really high rate, 76th percentile there in terms of that. But his max scores right around the median. So it's interesting in terms of I was hoping to see a little bit more ceiling at some point in his profile, given what he ran, but that's wasn't really so much there. I think the big name for me that I'm pretty interested in after this whole, after this combine that really has my, my eyes opened is Isaiah Likely. And so he comes in 245, smaller school, only does the shuttle and the vert. So he jumps 81st percentile. The short shuttle's limited in terms of 10th percentile. That's not great. But I some of the production stuff is really nice. 2.42 yards per route run for his career. That's 93rd percentile. He was targeted on 21.8% of the routes he ran in college at 78th percentile. He did have a fair chunk of contested targets. So he was 23.8% of his targets. He was considered contested targets. That's actually 22nd percentile. So that's not great in terms of what you're hoping for. You want more, but I would say this is more of a, this is an okay profile, right? So targeted a lot with a good chunk of those targets being contested, right? That's okay. You'd rather be targeted a lot and have them not be contested. But if you're going to sort of do that, I'd rather them be, targeted a lot than not targeted a lot and then be contested, because that means you're just not getting open. And then the broken tackle, he breaks tackle once every 5.1 receptions. That's 85th percentile. When you look at some of his max stuff, 2.99 yards per route run, 96th percentile in terms of a max score there. It's really nice. 25% of his routes he was targeted on. That's also really nice. 81 percentile is a max score there. So I'm really interested in him. Again, he's sort of lingering on that second, third round range. I think we'll need to see some of the tests come out and confirm some stuff for him or not. We'll have to see how that goes. But he's one that I'm I'm really interested in watching here going forward. And I just did want to note, because I didn't do a ton, it was mostly receiver stuff in the prior show. I did just want to note, and I've just spent some time today doing some research on tight ends, so I just figured I'd pass along that information. Which brings us to Friday night's performance in the combine for the running backs. And I'm still waiting, for reasons that aren't ever clear, the whoever does the input on the three cone and the short shuttle drill for running backs likes to wait about 48 hours, which is an annual tradition at the combine, which is like the bane of my existence. So I don't have that information for you yet, because the NFL just doesn't provide that in a reasonable manner. So, but we do have some stuff that we can look at in terms of weigh-ins and speed and the like. I think your big things you're going to see here, my general overview of this is going to be, I think Bryce Hall is going to probably be your running back one. It's just an enormous performance, right? I mean, I think when you are sort of in that category, right, when you're up in that range of going to be 1A, 2, something like that. He weighs in 217, runs 4.39, right? Vert 40 inches, broad jump 126. That puts him at a 96 speed score, 96 percentile speed score, 94th percentile 40, right? That's cementing your status. That's a 94th percentile in terms of vert, 92nd percentile in terms of broad jump, right? I don't have the agility drills. That's just cementing that status. So I think he's going to be I would expect him to be your running back one of this class. It would be the narrative leaving this week. It would sort of be the big takeaway there. Some other ones here, I think that when you look on the Jerome Ford actually ran pretty well as well. He ran 4.46 at 2.10. That's good for a 106 speed score. The problem is the vert was like a 9%. The broad jump was like a 48th percentile. So that's troubling there. That lack of explosion could be something that holds him back a little bit. And again, I think much of what we're going to look for is going to be what's the day two landscape look like? And I think that's going to be a lot of what we see. James Cook's another one. I think that was interesting. The brother of Dalvin Cook. He comes in at 199. He runs 4.42. That's good for a 104 speed score, 71st percentile. That's pretty good. Vert, 27th percentile, not great. But the broad jump was pretty robust at an 85th percentile there for him at 124. So I think a middling profile. I mean, he's going to need to be explosive and catch passes to really be on the fantasy radar, I think. But you kind of like the bloodlines. Ty Chandler out of North Carolina, kind of a circuitous route around college. Comes in at 204, 4.38. So that puts him at a 110 speed score, 87th percentile. I really like that. Maybe has a chance to crack early day three and the day two. Be interesting. I mean, it's sort of where he's lurking around in some of the grinding the mock stuff now. I'll be watching for that going forward. I think that's an interesting one. For where he will lie. You also get Zamir White, an underproducer in college. And I have some stuff on him that I'll get to you coming forward, and sort of looking at the some of his receiving profile and the like, it's not great. However, a 114 speed score will absolutely put you right on the radar. So he comes in and at 214 runs 4.4 flat with a 128 broad jump. That's good for 94th percentile. So coming out of Georgia, again, a relatively underproducing career, but going to get firmly on the radar. He might be You know, I don't know if he sneaks into day two, but if he's a day three guy, that's an option there, you know, that you could potentially see as like an injury away type. Kyron Williams out of Notre Dame, just absolutely vomited on himself. 4.65 at 194. That's good for a fourth percentile speed score of 83. So that ain't good. So he's probably firmly on the day three radar at this point. Kenneth Walker, again, he's another one that could potentially have been one of the running back one in the class. He comes out and runs sub 4.4 at 4.38 at 2.11. That's a 93rd percentile speed score. He's 40th percentile in the broad jump, 40th percentile in the vert, 77th percentile in the broad jump. So we'll see there how his numbers come in. Ultimately, CJ Spiller comes in at 217, doesn't perform. So we'll see how his pro day looks. That's what we're going to be watching for. CJ Verdell, by the way, didn't run, but he came in at 194, so small there. A name that's kind of been on the Debbie radar for quite a while. Brian Robinson is a name that I think coming into this week we could have said, hey, you know, there's maybe some optimism for this. He comes in at 225 and runs 4.53, so that's good for a 106.9 speed score, 80th percentile, so that's pretty good. The problem is the vert, fourth percentile, broad jump right in there at 119. That's just over the median there at 57th percentile. I think he's probably more of a day three guy at this point. Would sort of be my initial sort of watch for him. I was hoping maybe he had a day two crack at it. We'll see. Like, I think that, you know, late day two into day three range, depending on how the class shakes out, I'd be more apt to bet that he's a day three guy than a day two guy at this point. One other notable big time tester was Isaiah Pacheco. And this is, he has a pretty interesting profile. Relative non-producer in college, 14th percentile in terms of yards per route run at 0.6. Like, that's kind of dismal. He's right about at the median in terms of the targets he received per route run, but broke tackles at a just alarmingly low rate, like bottom 9th percentile. He actually did some work after contact at about 60th percentile, but just wasn't breaking tackles or anything like that to any meaningful level. However, he comes out and just blows stuff up. 118 speed score, that's good for 97th percentile. At 216, he runs 4.37. So we'll see if that gets him on the radar. I think it's, that strikes me as a, hey, he's tested pretty well, but he didn't really do what those, you know, with that skill set would, you know, might otherwise suggest in the pros. So that's the big thing that I would say about him, right? Like, he's didn't produce in the physically, I don't know if capable is the right word, but in some of the physicality expectations from college, it didn't really do that. So it'll be interesting to see where his profile falls in what hype he might get going forward as a strong combine tester, but a relative non-producer in college. One other tester of note I think is worth mentioning here is Devontae Price. He's at FIU, and he comes in and tests really well, 92nd percentile in the speed score at 114.1. He does his jumps. They're, I would say, more middling, 40th percentile in terms of vert, 57th percentile in terms of broad jump. So, but at 210 ran 4.38. So he's one that's interesting. I was scoping through some of the advanced stats on these guys. He's a relative non-producer in terms of his receiving aspect of it. But breaks tackles, Breaks a tackle on every 4.35 carries, and that is good for 70th percentile. So really good there in terms of where he's at. Some of the yak stuff doesn't necessarily get a ton of yards after contact, but is able to break tackles at a decently high rate. So I'll be interested to see what with that profile, if he gets himself maybe some day three type consideration from where he's at. So that'll pretty much put a wrap on this in terms of this. I'll do some more coverage here over the coming days on the combine. And I'll probably do like a wrap up thing. I'd be interested to see and get kind of a look, you know, get a few days here and sort of see what some of the reaction is and some of the mainstream press, because that'll tell us, I think, that'll give some signal to where these guys might be going or moving. Just because all the scuttlebutt and everything from Indianapolis, like, you'll kind of get some information there. So be looking forward to that. I do have the asset stuff coming up this week, so you'll be have that. I already have that recorded and posted to the site, and then I have a trade show as well. I am going to be away. I'm going away for like 4 or 5 nights, I guess. Leaving Thursday, coming back. I think I'll be back Monday. Taking a trip to see some family for the first time in a couple of years. So I will be around, accessible. I will not be recording. I already have all the podcasts recorded. It's more strategic stuff as we sort of sit in a little bit of limbo. There's not a ton of urgent stuff going on post-combine and before free agency. It's like the perfect week to go on a trip. So, but we'll be back in doing all the content and stuff for free agency. And again, I'll be around. So if subscribers have questions or anything like that, you can absolutely get in touch with me if you need to. So, well, I hope you enjoyed this. Again, I will hopefully get an update out once we get some more stuff in terms of this testing stuff for running backs. Maybe I'll do another pod here, whether it's comes out maybe Monday or Sunday or Monday, Tuesday, something like that. It'll be before Wednesday. So once we get the rest of this data and the NFL decides to, you know, upload it. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.